The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the Daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Dov Lev.
We are now continuing with the laws of Hotzah in regard to wearing clothing and takshitim. We are in Siman Pei Dalid of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Halacha Yud Gimel. In the previous halacha, we discussed the concept of wearing two garments, one on top of the other, and we pointed out that if it is the common practice to go out with two garments of the same type, one on top of the other, then it would be permissible to do so even on Shabbos. If it is not a normal practice, then it would be forbidden. So now, in Halacha Yud Gimel, we are going to discuss a particular example of this. Ushtei chagoros zo agabzu. Someone who's wearing two belts, one on top of the other. Im minag hamakom lachgor kach. If it is customary in that locale to wear belts in this manner, lemata chagora garua, on bottom would be an inferior belt, v'alea chagora chashuva, and on top would be a more prestigious belt, then mutar lachgar gamkein b'shabbos. So then, a person would also be allowed to wear the double belts even on Shabbos. V'afa pisha ata ein lo tzorech rak b'achas. Even though really now he only needs one of the belts, v'hashnia, but the second belt, motzia litzarech avero, he is only taking out for the purpose of his friend, so his friend can use it. Nevertheless, it is still permissible to go out with two belts. Aval, but on the other hand, im ein haderech lachgar b'shtei chagaros, if it is not a normative practice to go out with two belts, even though now he wants to go out for his own personal needs, for some reason he sees a benefit in wearing two belts, also it is forbidden for him to do so, because since it would be sufficient for him to go out with one, so the second belt would be not a garment, but for him it would be like a load. In any case, mutar lotzeis b'shtei chagaros, one would be permitted to go out with two belts, kishiyesh malbush mafsik beinehem, when there is a garment separating between the two belts. Kigon hatachtona al hamichnasayim, for example, the lower belt is on his pants, v'ho elyona al gabei hasarbo, while the upper one is on top of his overclothing. Sha'oz yesh lo hanor v'toeles mishteyen, because then he has pleasure and benefit from both belts, in which case they would not be considered a masoi. Halacha yud dalid, mitbachas shemekantkun bo esa'af, a handkerchief which is used in order to wipe the nose. Nogin lekorcha tachas beged ha'elyon, the practice is that it would be wound under the upper garment, ala mechnesayim, over the pants. V'yizahar, and one should be careful, on Shabbos, shelo lasos bo shnei k'sharim ze al gav ze, not to tie a double knot, because this would be a violation of the malacha of kosher, at least on a rabbinic level. V'yerashamayim, and the one who fears heaven, imhu noeg lisa ritsuos, if he has the practice to carry straps, hamachzikos es hamechnesayim, which hold up his pants, these are basically suspenders, yisirein b'shabbos, he should remove them on Shabbos, kidei shetehe lo hamitbachas litzorech, in order that this handkerchief would be serving a purpose of at least holding up his pants. V'yesh nogin lekorcha saviv hatzavar, and there are those that have the practice that they would wind it around the neck. V'zeh eino mutter, ella im ein lo shom mitbachas acheres. This is not permissible unless he would not have some other kerchief over there. V'hu rogo lefamim lichlach shom mitbachas mipnei hakor. And he is occasionally accustomed to winding a kerchief or a cloth there because of the cold. Basically, it's being used as a scarf. V'yikshereno beheter, and he should tie it in a permissible fashion, being careful not to make a permanent knot, which would be a violation of the malacha of kosher. Avim nos narak al tzavar, but if he merely places it on his neck, v'hak tzavos tluos lo lefonav, and the edges are just going to be hanging down in front of him. Zel issa gomer, this is absolutely forbidden, because it's clear he's not doing it for the cold. V'chein l'korcha saviv l'regel, or l'saviv liyad v'lotzis bo, and similarly to wind it around the leg or the hand and to go out with it, asur, that's also forbidden, because this is not a normal way to wear this as a garment. Now this halacha requires some clarification. How can it be that someone can go out wearing a handkerchief and we say that it's considered clothing? Obviously a handkerchief is not a garment. But the Mefarshim explain that almost any material, if it is used to wrap a person, meaning if a person is wearing it totally, that all parts of the material are being worn by the person, then it would qualify as a garment, even if it is not the normal mode of dressing. So, since this handkerchief, if it is worn like a scarf, then and it is totally wrapped around the person's neck, then we say that it has the same status as a scarf, and it is permissible for a person to go out with it. There are a number of other halakhas similar to this. In general, a person could take a blanket or a large towel and wrap it around himself. If it's totally wrapped around the person, so then we would say that it has a din of a garment and one would be allowed to go out with it in Erish HaSarabim. Now the only caveat is that there can't be parts of the material which are hanging down, just like we say with the handkerchief. If parts of it are hanging down, if it's merely resting in the neck and the edges of it are simply hanging down, then that does not qualify as a garment. The same thing is true of a blanket or a large towel. It has to be totally wrapped around the person, and now it would qualify as a garment. If it is raining outside, it would be permissible to take a plastic bag and put it over a person's head in order to protect him from the rain. Now, be careful here, because you can't put the plastic bag over your hat to protect the hat from the rain. It only works if you put it over your head. Or maybe a better example would be a dry cleaner's bag. So that large plastic bag, if someone would cut holes into it for his arms and head, before Shabbos, of course, then you would be allowed to go out with it almost as if it is a raincoat on Shabbos. The Poskim also say you're allowed to take a coat and drape it over your head in a way that's actually resting on the head in order to protect yourself from the rain or the snow. But what does not work is if a person would have a jacket or a coat that's slung over his shoulder, that would not qualify as wearing the garment because it's not spread out over him. What also would not work is if you hold a garment over your head where it's not touching your head, that's also not considered a garment. Again, it has to be directly covering the person's body and totally spread out over the person. Now, there's one more thing that we have to keep in mind is this only works with materials that could be associated with garments. But if you have a material which is thick or stiff, so that it would not be suitable to serve as an article of clothing. It would be forbidden to use it to cover a person. So, for example, if you take a piece of carpet and you wrap it around yourself, walking through the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, that would be usur. Because it's not suitable to be a beged, a garment. Now, another important aspect of these halachas is that if society wouldn't tolerate a particular person wearing this type of garment, then he may not do so in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So, for example, for a man to wear a woman's garment, not just would there be a violation of Lo Yilbash, that one is not allowed, a man is not allowed to wear a feminine garment, but besides that, if he goes out in a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, he will be violating Hotzah, because for him, it's not considered an article of clothing. So certainly, if a man would wear a woman's shetel or tichel or any other feminine garment, it would be considered hotzah. The same thing would be true if a woman would wear tzitzis or yarmulke. The poskim say it would be hotzah. Now, if something is just not the style, that doesn't mean that it's not considered a garment. So, for example, if a yeshiva bachur would wear an article of clothing that normally people associated with the yeshiva world would not wear, it would not be considered hotzah. It is technically a garment. If he normally chooses not to wear it, that's his prerogative. But ultimately, it is a garment. Similarly, if someone would be wearing a heavy coat on a hot summer day, it is mutter for them to go out, even though their intention is not to keep themselves warm. On the contrary, they are quite hot there, but they want to bring the coat someplace. It is still acceptable, because ultimately a coat is considered a garment and is permissible for a person to wear a garment in a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Halacha tesvav, bata yerdayim. These are gloves or mittens, perhaps. Yesh matirim lotzeis behen b'shabbos. It is permissible to go out with them on Shabbos because they are a garment, they're being worn, there's no problem with it. V'yesh osrim, and there are those that say it's forbidden. The reason for those who forbid it is not because it's not a malbush, but rather they're concerned that when you meet someone in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, you are going to inadvertently take off your glove in order to shake their hand and then come to carry it. And this type of garment that is used to warm up the two hands together, muff, it's actually, the garment is not used anymore, it used to be called a muff. Yesh lahakol tfei, there's more reason to be lenient, because it is unlikely that a person would come to carry it. The post can bring that there are those that are even more machmir with the muff, because it is even more likely to be carried. In any case, it's not relevant today because no one today uses the muff, neither on Shabbos nor on weekday. Halacha tesayin. Mutar lotzeis bitalis mitsuyetzes biderech malbush. It is permissible for a person to go out while wearing a talis which has scissors on it, and he's wearing it as a garment. Avo im mikapla saviv lutzavaro. But let's say he folds it over so that it's just going around his neck. B'makom she'ein haderech l'lov shokach, in a place where it's not the practice to wear it as such, usur, then is forbidden. Because we have to follow the normative manner of dress. And if people don't dress in this way, it would not be considered a malbush for him. Halacha yud zayin. Beged sheyesh lo shtei ritzuos o mishichos lekashroi behen. A garment that has two straps or drawstrings with which to tie the garment. O sheyesh lo krasim lechabro, or has clasps which can fasten it. V'nifsak achad mehen, and one side of it fell off. Even though the second side, which was opposite, meaning the side that's still on, is insignificant, nevertheless, if it is his intent to afterwards fix it, to bring back its match, if so, this that is remaining would not be considered subordinate to the garment, fahavi kamo masa, and it would be as if it's being carried. For aser lotzeis bebeged zeh, and it is forbidden to go out with this garment. Aval im ein daiter lesakna, if he has no intention of fixing it. Im kain, if so, kevan shezehu shenisha eino davachashev, now this piece that's remaining, or the string that's remaining, is no longer something significant. Harehu bato legabe habeged, it would be subordinate to the garment. Umutar lotzesbo, and permissible to go out with it. V'imhu davar chashuv, and if it is something which is prominent, kigon meshicha shel meshi o keres shel kesef. For example, the drawstring is made out of silk, or it's a clasp that's made out of silver. In this case, even if it is not his intention to ever have it fixed, nevertheless, it would not be considered subordinate to the garment, for asur lotzesbo, and it would be forbidden to go out with it. In general, accessories to clothing, as long as they are functional, would be considered an element of the garment, and therefore there wouldn't be a problem wearing them. So, for example, any buttons or snaps on a garment may be worn, even if the person is wearing it unbuttoned. Cufflinks may be worn. The shoulder pads that are put in some garments may be worn. If someone has a tie clip, it may be worn on Shabbos. It is also an accessory to his garment. Any type of ribbons or decorative pins, they're all fine. Even labels in your clothing, whether it is from the company, or it is a shotness label that's put in, or it's there to serve as identification to say whose garment it is, they're all acceptable. And one may go out with it. If there are extra buttons that are sewn into the lining of your jacket, it is mutter to go out with it. There's no problem, because these are things that are meant to be part of the garment. However, some things are not meant to be there. For example, if you took your garment to the cleaners and they left a tag there, the tag must be removed before Shabbos. If a button fell out and there are threads that are remaining there, they must be removed. Even if there's lint that are in the pockets or in the cuffs of the pants, the poskim say there'd be a problem going out with it on Shabbos. The reason is because all of these items are not meant to be part of the garment. On the other hand, things that are meant to be part of the garment, even if they are not being used, such as a belt that goes through a coat, even if the belt is hanging, it's not going to be clasped, it still may be left there. Or there are coats that have a hood which are zipped on that could be removed, even if one is not intending to use the hood. There's no problem going out with it in the Rishus HaRabim, because it is considered subordinate to the coat. But on the other hand, things that are useless in its current state, there might be a problem with. Some poskim say that if you have a loose button, meaning a button that's so loose that it would not be functional anymore, that might be a problem of hotzah. Another example would be tzitzis that are puzzle. One may not go out with that. And certainly, if someone has a rock in his shoe, it would be forbidden for him to go out like that. That would be carrying. The rock does not belong there. So all in all, we find that we have to consider each article and figure out, is this part of the garment? Is it subordinate to the garment? Does it belong here? Is it functional? These are questions that we have to ask. Halacha Yudches deals with the issue of the toupee. Baalei HaKorcha, people who are bald, Shamanichin Arasheyen Pishtan Saruk, that they place on their heads flax which is combed out, Otsemer Menupats, or combed wool, Shehei Nira Kiseya Barasheyen, so that it would look as if they have hair on their heads. Mutarin Latsesbo Bishabis Rishusarabim, they are permitted to go out with them on Shabbos to a public domain. Shetachshit shelahem hu, because this for them is their tachshit, ubilvad shehuchnu me'erev Shabbos, as long as it was prepared in Erev Shabbos. Of course, you're not allowed to comb wool or flax on Shabbos. It's one of the malachas. Halacha Yud Tes. Hanose kameya, one who carries an amulet, tzarech lasos shelas chacham, is required to consult with a Torah scholar to determine im mutar lotzes bo b'Shabbos or lo, whether it is permitted for him to go out with it on Shabbos or not. Ki lo ko hakameyas shavim, because not all amulets were created equal. In other words, some amulets work and some don't. In fact, not just do they not work, but they might even be forbidden to make use of on the weekday because they would qualify as darkei ha'amori. V'isha hanoseis even hanikra sternshus, a woman who carries a stone. In the Gemara, this is referred to as the even tekuma. Kidei shelo tapil, in order to prevent her from suffering a miscarriage. Mutar lotzeis bo b'Shabbos, it is permissible for her to go out with it on Shabbos, because that is considered an amulet that is effective. Now that we are at the end of the laws of Hotzah, there are a number of comments that need to be made. First of all, the Malacha Min HaTorah of Hotzah is only violated if a person carries in a normal manner. If someone carries in an unusual fashion, then min haTorah they have not violated anything. However, the Rabbanon forbid someone to carry in any manner because it is so similar to the Torah form of the Malacha, which would mean practically, if a person is carrying food in his mouth, that's a normal place for food to be. That would be a violation of the Torah's standards of the Malacha of Hotzah. However, if they would put something else in their mouth, which does not belong there, such as their wallet, so clearly that is not typical, and in which case, min haTorah they are exempt. However, midrabbanan, it is still forbidden to carry like that. Now, one of the exceptions to the Malacha of Hotzah is min haTorah to carry a living creature. We have a principle in Halacha called Chai Nosei Es Atzmo. That means that a living creature carries itself, in a sense. This is a principle that only applies in the Malacha of Hotzah min haTorah. However, midrabbanan, it is forbidden to carry a person in a Rishus Rabim or in a Carmelis. This includes a child. In fact, in the case of a young child that cannot walk by himself, it would actually be a malacha min haTorah because we would not have the principle of chai noses atzmo with someone who could not walk. The poskim also say that the principle of chai noses atzmo does not apply to animals. So therefore, someone who would carry a live animal in the Rishus HaRabim would be Chaya for Hotzah min haTorah. This concludes the laws of the Malacha of Hotzah that can be found in the Ketzer Shulchan Aruch. What remains to be discussed are the principles of Eruvin meaning Eruv Chatzeros, as well as Trumin and Eruv Trumin, and these can be found later on in Simin Tzadi Dalid and Tzadi Hei.